This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news, pharmaceutical, and weight management channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Gary Thompson, President and CEO of M Pharmaceuticals USA, a clinical stage company developing innovative technologies for obesity and weight management. Mr. Thompson, a pleasure to have you with us today on the show.
Eric, thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So, a fat loss drug is the holy grail. What has been the challenges in developing a drug that actually works?
Well, you know, weight loss has been a problem for some time now, and there are many medications out there that contain stimulants that'll control your appetite by suppressing your interest in food. These medicines were designed to be absorbed by the central nervous system, and they carry a long list of potential side effects and can even lead to some increased heart attack issues. You know, many doctors are concerned with these side effects and would prefer not to prescribe these medications. So they're looking for something else out there that can bypass this central nervous system issue.
And with drugs that trap fat, what has been the issues around orlistat products currently on the market?
You know, orlistat was first approved by the FDA in 1999 as a prescription-only weight loss drug. It was marketed by Roche, Zenical, and the tests were very impressive, with patients losing about 10% of their body fat in the first 6 months. The issue was most patients, over 90%, had such negative experiences with the adverse events associated with using orlistat, they did not renew their initial prescription. I'm talking about socially unaccepted episodes of oily spotting, explosive diarrhea, flatulence, and fetal incontinence. Some of these adult patients even wore Depends because they just didn't know when these were going to occur. Orlistat was very successful with helping patients lose weight, but sales of Zenicat and over-the-counter version Ally reached almost $1 billion in 2008, and that's with very limited repeat users. Without those repeat purchases, sales have decreased year after year. You know, our reformulated C103 technology eliminates those adverse effects. Most patients experience, while maintaining the efficiency of the original formula, our formula prevents.
Now, your company has redesigned this drug now called C103 to address bathroom issues. How does this new drug work?
Well, it's actually very simple technology and process. The orlistat works as the originally designed and prevents the stomach from absorbing the fat molecules. These fat molecules then pass into the small intestine, where they are bound together with activated charcoal and pass out as normal stool. The complexity, though, is our patented capsule technology. This sequential release dual compartment capsule was designed and patented by our M Pharma scientist and is the key to our future success with this product.
Today, we are joined by Mr. Gary Thompson, President and CEO of M Pharmaceuticals USA, a clinical stage company developing innovative technologies for obesity and weight management, here on eHealth Radio's health news, pharmaceutical, and weight management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Thompson, what have studies for C103 demonstrated so far?
Eric, we conducted three pilot studies of our reformulated orlistat, the C103. One in Cincinnati, one in New Jersey, and we went so far as to have one in India, where the diet is much higher in fats over there. All three studies confirmed that our technology is 98% effective in eliminating those adverse effects associated with taking orlistat alone.
And also, would your drug work against other illnesses that affect the obese, such as fatty liver disease? And if so, how would that work?
Yeah, orlistat has a pretty strong 15-year track record and has been proven to reduce the incidence of diabetes by 40%, prevent the onset of type 2 diabetes and fatty liver disease. And because our C103 technology does not affect the efficacy of orlistat, we anticipate the same results of success with preventing these diseases.
And lastly, Mr. Thompson, what is the next step for your diet drug?
Well, we are currently working with Camargo Pharmaceutical Services based in Cincinnati to submit our initial new drug package to the FDA. That package will be delivered by January 9th, and we are hopeful that our efforts will produce a successful roadmap to begin our human and animal trials by the second quarter of 2017. In the meantime, M Pharma is continuing to acquire and develop additional medical technologies that offer patients and customers effective solutions to quality of life concerns.
Mr. Thompson, certainly appreciate your joining us and getting us up to speed on some of the innovation that you're providing and technologies for obesity and weight management. Again, thanks for sharing this information with our audience. Where can listeners get more information in all regards, and how could they also be in touch?
Eric, we have a website. It's mpharma.ca because we are a Canadian-based publicly traded company. You can reach out to our website. We have lots of information there. You can keep posted on public relations that we release, or you can give us a call directly at our office at area code 317-385-6102.
Again, Mr. Thompson, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and have yourself a great 2017.
Eric, we plan on having that. You do too, and we'll continue to listen to eHealth Radio. Thank you.
And we appreciate that as well and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. We have been speaking with Gary Thompson, President and CEO of M Pharmaceuticals USA, a clinical stage company developing innovative technologies for obesity and weight management. And for more information, simply visit m-pharma.ca. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Pharmaceutical and Weight Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.